Dave, it's almost Easter.
You are correct. Goose, it's coming up soon.
That's what worries me.
Why are you worried?
I just think about all the people who will accidentally miss the Paws and Tails Easter episode. It is so good. CJ experiences Easter in a whole new way. It tells the whole real story of what Jesus did and why he did it. It's not about bunnies or chocolate, though.
Chocolates are nice, I agree.
Be sure you don't miss the Paws and Tails Easter special episode. You can pop over to the website to listen to it now, and every 17 minutes until Easter comes.
Well, the episode is nearly a half hour, so 17 minutes is not enough time to...
Work with me here, Dave. It's a metaphor for a bunch. They should listen to it a bunch.
Yes, of course. Oh, sorry for being so literal. Pop on over to pawsandtails.org to listen to the very special Paws and Tails Easter episode.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. Ever have a day that was just downright mule-headed? 24 hours that seemed to have a mind of their own. Well, that's the kind of day Papa Chuck and Stacy were about to have.
Is that a mattress I slept on or a rock?
And a good morning to you.
Something smells good. Those cinnamon rolls are about the only thing that could have... Ooh! Got me out of bed. Except maybe some of that Nana Cindy apple pie. Ooh!
You've been pushing yourself too hard. Why don't you go to Lake Blossom for the day?
Now that's why I married you. A little fishing trip? A nap or two? Could be just what I need.
Fishing poles in a closet. I'll pack some cinnamon rolls into a paper bag. You can take it with you.
I'm halfway to the lake now. You know how pretty you are.
I know, and downright beautiful while I'm baking apple pie.
It's true. Oh, now who could that be? Coming. Stacy?
Hey, Papa Chuck.
Kind of early for a face like that.
It's almost 9.
Right. Well, come on in. Tell me about it. I got a fishing trip to get ready for.
Well, first off, I was supposed to meet Goose at her house first thing this morning to work on our science project. We're making a sundial.
Uh-huh.
We had to meet early because she's going to visit her grandmother in Harmony and didn't want to miss her train.
And?
Well, we finished the sundial and wanted to test it out, but we turned it the wrong way. She thought she was 3 hours late and took off running for the train station.
Hun, tackle box?
Top shelf toward the back.
Second, I go to the old library and they're painting. You can't get books or read or anything.
Terrible. Hon, are you sure the tackle box is in? Oh, got it.
So then I go to CJ's, and he's not there. He's spending the day helping his dad at his office. Marcia's got the flu, and Ned won't even come out of his house because he's still mad about not getting the lead in the play.
Well, his temper's gonna get the best of him someday. Tell you what, why don't you come fishing with me?
Really?
Sure. Good way to get your mind off your troubles.
Okay, but I haven't told you the worst yet.
There's more?
Yes, this...
Hi, Stacy. What a lovely compact.
Mirror's cracked.
I dropped it this morning. My grandmother gave it to me. Grandma used to say I looked just like her when she was my age. I used to look into this little mirror for hours and imagine what she was like.
Don't see any other damage.
Can you fix it?
Sure. Tell you what, put it right here on the table. When we get back...
You'll forget it.
How about I put it right here in my pocket for safekeeping? Fix it when we get back. Looks like you got me a fishing partner.
Stacy can use my pole. Now you two scoot along before... Here we go.
I'll get it.
one bushel basket. Where do you want it? Oh, hi, Nana Cindy. Stacy.
Hey, Mr. Crawford.
What are those?
Well, what do they look like? And they aren't getting any lighter. In the kitchen? Usual spot?
Funny, I don't recall ordering any apples.
Just off the tree. Fresh pick.
Okay, what's it this time, Mr. Crawford? Broken window? Loose door hinge?
Well, I never.
Never? How about every couple of weeks?
Now that you mention it, the sink sprung a mean leak. And it's not twice a week.
All right, I'll get my toolbox. Come on, Stace. Shouldn't take long.
Looks like I've got some pies to bake.
Well, wait for me. I'll walk with you. Well, looks like you got it. Can't think of anything else that needs fixing around here.
Give yourself a day or two. I'm sure you'll think of something.
How much longer, Papa Chuck?
Start packing up the tools. I'm almost done.
Morning, Hunt.
Morning, all. Supplies ready, Mr. Crawford?
Of course.
Hey, Officer Hunt. We're going fishing.
Now, that's the best idea I've heard all week. Salmon River?
No.
Lake Blossom. Barring another emergency.
Be in that neck of the woods myself. We're gonna earn the boys some camping badges.
The Wilderness Rangers?
Yep. Troop campout. Twin Falls.
Here you go. Oil, matches, and 14 signal mirrors. I'll ring her up.
Signal mirrors?
Whenever you go camping, it's always a good idea to be prepared. You never know when you might have to signal for help.
Not to mention reminding you how dirty a troop of teenagers will get after just 3 days in the wilderness. Should I add some soap to your order?
I guess you better. You know, I never met a better salesman in all my life.
Don't I know it.
What's this?
Hmm?
Medical kit? We already have a medical kit.
Oh, look at this one, though. Crepe bandages, salves, ointments, and mosquito balm. Hospital in a box, this is.
I told you, the troop already has one.
Here, let me see this. Half a bottle of iodine. Those Band-Aids are 3 years old.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I don't need a new medical kit, Crawford. Take it out.
Did I mention it's on special today?
When we get home, you grab the sandwiches, I'll get the poles, tackle box, and... What in the world?
Wow, look at its smoke.
That's steam. She's overheated.
We're not stopping again, are we?
Papa Chuck, excuse me. Could you please...
Coming, Mrs. Collins.
Oh, dear.
Ask a silly question.
Yow! Hot as a griddle. I need a rag or something.
Here, use my handkerchief.
It'll get dirty.
That's fine.
Okay, everybody stand back. Could blow when I remove the cap. No problem. Pressure's down. Stace, could you ask Mr. Crawford to fill up a pail of water for us?
Sure.
Gonna need to have that radiator looked at. Could be a leak in the line.
Oh, dear. Do you think you could take a look at it today?
Afraid not. Stacy and I are on our way to do some fishing. This'll get you home, though. I'll come by in the morning, have a look.
Here you go.
A little water and the old radiator and you're on your way, Mrs. Collins.
Thank you so much, the both of you.
Papa Chuck, why does God cause things to go wrong? Right when we're going fishing, too.
Things go wrong just fine on their own, Stacy. Okay, she's full up.
Then why doesn't he make it so things don't go wrong?
Let's just say God's in control and working everything out for the best. And he doesn't always consult our schedule. Here's your handkerchief, Mrs. Collins. I was afraid I'd get it dirty.
Oh, just keep it. I've others. Thank you both again. Papa Chuck!
Here we go again.
Papa Chuck! The hotel! It's an emergency!
What's going on?
The elevator door, it's stuck!
Well, can't they just use the stairs?
But the elevator! There's someone inside!
Stacy, go get Nana Cindy and have her bring my blue toolbox and the big pry bar.
Okay.
At this rate, I don't think we'll see any fishing today.
name is Sarah from Frisco, Texas. Don't go away. There's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Welcome, everyone. Nat the Beaver here. I have a very sweet mom here with me today that would love to tell you what she thinks about Paws and Tails. Go ahead, ma'am, that I have never met before.
I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they are learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
We tried everything, but the elevator doors just won't open.
My throat's tightening up.
Mr. Lindley says he can't breathe when his throat tightens up.
I can't breathe when my throat tightens up.
Deep breaths, Mr. Lilly. Deep breaths. We'll have you out of there in no time. He's been in there how long?
Since about 9.
Oh, boy. Walls are closing in.
Did I mention he's claustrophobic?
I'm claustrophobic.
Deep breaths, Mr. Lilly. What's your line of work?
Salesman. Sporting goods.
Travel a lot, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts?
You name it. Weed Patch, Lamont. Pumpkin Center.
There you are.
A man stuck in the elevator. The door's jammed.
I see. I brought your gear and a picnic lunch for a fast exit for the two of you. With all those apples Mr. Crawford brought, I couldn't resist baking a bunch of pies. Nearly every window in the house has a couple of pies cooling in it. I even snuck you two a couple of pieces for your lunch.
Well, bless your heart. This shouldn't take long.
Not if Norman and Arlie find you first. They came to the house asking for you. They need some work done on the shop. I'm afraid they're on their way over here.
When it rains, it pours.
We're never going fishing. How exactly is God working this out for the best, Papa Chuck?
When God closes a door, he opens a...
pie shop!
Huh?
Got an idea, Stacy. We need to make a quick trip to the house. We'll be right back!
Hello, Papa Chuck. Anna Cindy said I could find you here. Now, about that broken vent of mine.
I'm a bit busy right now, Norm. Can you wait until I can...
My throat is starting to tighten again.
Well, where else have you been?
Oh, well, once I stayed over in Bucksnore...
Look, Norm, I'm kind of busy.
Norm, you're the perfect one to sample my new apple pie. You do like apple pie, don't you?
Apple pie? Sure, I...
Go ahead, take a seat with the others.
There's an empty chair right here.
Another slice, please.
Hey, Toe, keep a coming.
Don't forget me, Stacy.
Don't mind if I do, Arlie.
I'll take it from here, Stacy. Now, you two get up to Lake Blossom before my pies run out.
High Point, Low Point, Sky Valley, Valley Springs, Wooly Vale, Bean Pass, Devoe, Stone Pike, Devoe Springs.
I'm free! Space! Open space! Thank you!
Thank you so much!
Okay, then. I'm on my way.
One moment, please. A token of my gratitude.
That's really not necessary. Wow! What is that?
That, kind sir, is the lure. I heard mention of a fishing expedition.
I've never seen anything like it.
Top of the line, the silver-speckled wiggling flopper. Guaranteed to catch a whopper. Selling like hotcakes. It's on me.
That's really something. Thanks.
Nana Cindy says we better get going.
Right. Got the poles, picnic basket, tackle box. My back is worse all the time.
Here, I'll carry the picnic basket.
Thanks. Lake Blossom, here we come. Beautiful up here, isn't it?
I'm trying different bait.
Hard to beat a cherry tree in bloom.
Are there any fish in this lake?
You're missing the point. Fishing is as much about relaxing and taking in beauty as it is catching.
I need a bigger hook.
Tackle box, top compartment.
I'm trying this one.
How about a sandwich?
Later.
Well, I'm gonna have one. Some of that apple pie, too. Yes, sir. Nothing like a cherry tree in bloom. Crab apple, maybe. Maple and beech in the fall.
Ah! I got one!
Hold on. Oh, well, my back still hurts.
but at least it's better than it was.
It's a big one.
What lure did you use?
The funny one from the guy at the hotel. It's pulling me in.
Go with it. Move along the shore. Reel her in.
I'm trying.
Atta girl. Watch it. Keep moving. Good. Wait till the boys hear about this one.
Where's it going?
Deep water. Keep cranking. Work your pole.
Oh, no. My line.
I was afraid of that. Fish one, fisherman zero. Sorry, Stace.
Ugh. It's not fair.
You'll catch another.
This day's been one big disaster. What's the use? What was that?
What?
Something. Listen.
Sounds like someone. Over there. Come on. Someone may be hurt.
Papa Chuck.
Oh, no.
Please, help me. I can't. My head.
Hi, I'm Simon from Calgary. My favorite Paws and Tails character is Goose because she's funny. Wait till you hear what happens next on today's episode.
Hey everyone, Stacy here from Paws and Tails. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you. Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting!
Looks like he was fishing along the bank.
I hit my head.
Is he gonna be all right?
I don't know. Mister? Mister, can you hear me?
I'm thirsty.
He wants a drink.
Give me the canteen. You okay?
Oh, my head hurts.
Can you hear me? What's your name?
It's Parker. John Parker.
Keep your eyes open, Mr. Parker.
Oh. Look at his leg.
It's all bloody.
It's broken. Looks like he got it wedged in and fell. Hit his head on the way down.
Lord, please help him. Is he gonna be okay?
He needs a doctor. We gotta get him to Wildwood and fast. Hold his leg while I pick him up. Come on, Mr. Parker. Oh!
What's the matter? Papa Chuck!
My back. I can't lift him. I'm not sure I can even get up.
Oh. Are you all right?
I will be. I'm not going to be able to carry him, though.
How are we going to get out of here? I can't carry him. And there's no one else here.
Well, God is. God's here. We just need to get somebody's attention. We need a way to get Mr. Parker. Officer Hunt. Officer Hunt and his troop, they're camping at Twin Falls. It's just a couple of miles from here. Stace, you're going to have to run and get him back here. Or we can...
What?
Signal him. Signal him somehow.
Signal. Signal.
Oh. Head. My head really hurts.
He's getting worse. His forehead's burning up.
We need to cool him down. Oh, here. Go wet Mrs. Collins' handkerchief in the lake. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
My compact. I got it. We'll send a signal. I'll climb up to the top of one of these trees and see if I can spot them. I'll flash the mirror to get their attention and get them to come over here.
Good thinking, Stacy. But be careful. We can't afford to have you hurt, too. Lord, please help us. Protect Stacy and let her see Hunt's troop from the tree. Only you can work this out.
I'm almost to the top.
Can you see anything?
I'm looking. I can't see anybody. Wait, I see them. They're hiking into a ravine.
Flash the mirror.
I'm trying, but they're almost out of view. Please, Lord.
Officer Hunt! I see flashes.
What? What flashes?
Over there, sir. See the light? Suppose it could be the sun reflecting off some old piece of metal or something?
No, son. It's flashing back and forth. Someone's sending a signal. What's over there?
I think that's Lake Blossom over there.
All right. Send them a signal back to let them know we see them.
Yes, sir.
What's happening? Do they see you?
Please, Lord, let them see my mirror. Whoa.
What?
They're all flashing mirrors at me. It worked.
Thank you, Lord.
Pretty fancy splint there, son.
It's one of the things we have to learn to earn our first aid badge.
Well, you all earned badges in my book today.
It's this bump on his head that worries me. We need to get him back to Wildwood fast. Is that stretcher ready?
Yes, sir.
Not bad, guys. That looks good. Strong. I'm proud of you. Okay, gently now. Let's lift him on board on three. One, two, and three. Now secure him. And move him out. Double time. Let's go.
Glad you saw Stacy's signal.
Amen to that. Are you all right?
I just have to walk slow, that's all. I can make it. Don't worry.
I'll help him, Officer Hunt.
Okay. See you back in town.
How's Mr. Parker?
Doc says he's going to be fine. Some fishing trip, huh?
Someday.
You said it. Come on. I'll walk you home. You're awful quiet. You okay?
I was just thinking about what you said. About God being in control of everything.
And?
It sure didn't seem like it today. I mean, all those bad things happened. And Mr. Parker could have died. Where was God?
Well, I suppose you could look at things that way. Or you could see them very differently.
Like what?
Well, all those interruptions. What if they were actually little gifts from God?
Yeah, right.
Just listen a minute. Take my back, for example. We would have never gone to Lake Blossom if it weren't for that. Then you show up with a broken compact, which turns out to be just the thing we need.
So it was all...
Or that house full of apple pies that Nana Cindy baked up for our escape.
I admit, that was...
And Mrs. Collins' handkerchief? The salesman's lure? Your whopper that got away? What if that fish hadn't led us up the shore? We'd have never found Mr. Parker. And why did Officer Hunt and his wilderness rangers pick today to camp at Twin Falls?
But it can all be explained by coincidence.
I suppose it could be dumb luck. But when it really mattered, only you could have climbed that tree to find the troop. And what gave you the idea to use the compact as a signal? Would you have thought of that on your own?
I remembered Officer Hunt buying all those mirrors.
That's right. When you add it all up, it's kind of hard to believe that God wasn't there at every step, guiding us all the way, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. When you add it all up, dumb luck is mighty hard to believe.
Papa Chuck?
Yeah?
Can I have my compact back?
Sure. Haven't fixed it.
That's okay.
You don't want it fixed?
God used a bad day and broken stuff to save someone. I think I'll keep it just like it is.
A reminder of God's grace.
Yeah, a reminder.
Well, that's the sort of stuff I'm supposed to be teaching you, little Miss Smarty Britches.
Well, Papa Chuck and Stacy don't exactly look forward to interruptions, but now they try to look for how God might be using them for good. The scripture puts it this way: God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Now that's something we can all plan on.
Gather round, everyone, and join me in this happy song.
golden sun.
God works all things out for good.
And if you be loving the Lord just like the Bible say,
God will bless you if you would.
You can carry the promise with you each and every day.
God works all things out for good.
Tell it now.
Wishing that I could go fishing, so that's what I planned for the day.
Uh-huh.
As time started ticking, my plan wasn't clicking. Yes, everything got in my way.
Oh, no.
When I finally got out there, there weren't any trout there, but somebody needed my aid.
Mm.
And then I could see that the Lord needed me, and I knew why my plan was delayed.
Uh-huh. There's never a reason to worry when the bad times come.
God works all things out for good.
Spike and poof, I got a flat.
Oh, no.
When along came a guy who I'd never had like, who said, hey, can I help you with that?
Mm-hmm.
At first I was sour, cause for half an hour he teased me again and again.
No.
And then we got tickled and started to giggle, and now we're the best of friends.
Oh, yeah. When nothing goes right with the plans you made, God can turn life's lemons into lemonade. It's not a coinkydink, it's not fate, it's the promise of God, Romans 8:28.
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Order a copy of today's program, Plans in the Breaking, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Plans in the Breaking was written by Gary Armstrong and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, God Works All Things Out for Good, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by John Campbell and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.